Morning. Thank you. Min Gemara this evening will be at 4:35. I want to take this opportunity to welcome Greg back to the neighborhood and into his new home. Your home should only know happiness and good health and celebration. So welcome back and good to see you. I'd also just note, often shuls are considered hospitable or inhospitable by the barometer colloquially. If somebody comes in and says, "You're in my seat, get out my seat." However, having said that, yesterday we noted the import not just of having a shul to go to, but having the same shul to go to make an effort to come to the same shul. And today the halacha continues in halacha yud by saying, not only the same shul, v'gam yikvar lo shem makom yuchad itfilato. We should also have the same place, the same spot that we daven in every single day. So when somebody says, you know, that's my seat, it is perhaps in the right context, or in the wrong context, seen as inhospitable, but in the right context, it is an attachment to this halachic idea that we should have the same spot, the same seat where we daven from every day. Because as we balance this idea that we are part of a community, it's also important to maintain a sense of self, and not just to kind of see the community, but see oneself as having a central place in that community, the same spot every day you come, you are part of the group that you want to support. And I should note that when it comes to someone being in your seat, the halacha does continue to say, v'chol toch arba amot k'chad makam chashuv. Anything within 6 feet, as we all have our own 6 feet on either side now, having 6 feet is considered the same space. So if somebody is in, you know, one's chair, that's not strictly speaking one's chair. Anything within 6 feet is one spot. So one can have some flexibility there, because it's not that the seat is sacred, but having a central place in the community is what's sacred, and having that same spot to do that is what leads to that position. We'll continue tomorrow.